Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a member of the Rural Leadership North Dakota program. Cyril Swedlin is joining us, and Cyril, welcome to our show.
Hey, Warren, it's great to be here.
Hey, thank you, Cyril, for joining us. You know, a man of many hats, I think we can almost say soon, right?
Yeah,
we got tourism, we've got hosts of the chamber banquets, and now we're going to be talking about the Rural Leadership North Dakota program and talking off air a little bit about this. We kind of come up with, it's not really that well known.
Yeah, I mean, I found out about the program because of somebody else in the community. It wasn't something I saw, you know, online anywhere. It was another person. So, and I'm almost through the program right now, and I will tell you, it is remarkable. It's an amazing experience where you're fully integrated with a number of other people throughout the state of North Dakota who had this sort of the same mindset of how can we be creative and connected. And how can we work to make community and the nature of how we do agriculture in North Dakota better? And, you know, when you put those kind of minds and people together, extraordinary things can happen. It's been just an amazing program. So I just want to share with your listeners a little bit about it.
Absolutely. So put on through the NDSU Extension Service. This is a 2-year program, like Cyril said, already kind of like looking forward to that next class because it is a 2-year commitment. It just sounds like there's a lot of valuable information that you've taken away from this.
You know, whether it is us being introspective about who we are and how our leadership styles are influencing the teams that we're a part of, whether it's going to other rural communities across the state of North Dakota and seeing the problems and the challenges that have faced them and thinking about how they've accomplished something or, you know, defeated that challenge or problem and taking that information back to our own communities. And we've even had the great opportunity to step outside of North Dakota to Minneapolis, Washington, D.C. And then Warren, the best part of this program is it takes you overseas someplace to sort of interact with that sort of same, you know, community egg-based mentality in a foreign country. And I just got back from Chile. And let me tell you, it was amazing.
Now, you're not saying like from a vacation standpoint either, though.
No, there was no beaches, sun and myself. No, it was every day on a bus visiting with egg producers in the rural areas, asking them what the challenges they face are, learning about how the cultures of that country sort of come together and how they face their future. You know, Chile is not that different than North Dakota. I mean, I realize like it's mountainous and it's on the coast,
right.
But when you look across the landscape, it looks like North Dakota. It looks like, and they also had some land settlements, land grant settlements too. So very similar to how North Dakota came to be.
Right.
We'd talk to these farmers and they're white, fat German people just like us, you know? And so it's amazing. And when we ask them that their challenges are, they would talk about how difficult it is to get folks that are young back to the rural areas.
Yeah.
You know? So they're facing some of the same situations and challenges that we face as North Dakotans.
Yeah, and that's what I find interesting. That's something that stuck with me, you know, talking about this initially, is you've gone to these other areas and you know, we constantly feel like North Dakota has that struggle of keeping these individuals in rural areas and they constantly want to go where these, you know, the more urban and developed areas are. But it's not just North Dakota that's seeing that. It's everywhere you guys have been.
It's everywhere. And what I loved about what I continue to love about this program is not only the people and the way that we come together to think creatively, but then the way that taking us outside of our communities, outside of our work, outside of our comfort zone, and putting us in all these diverse places, whether it's, like I said, North Dakota, D.C., Minneapolis, or Chile.
Yeah.
I mean, it really makes you look introspectively in terms of how you accomplish different things, how you are challenged to think creatively about the problems and solutions that face your area.
Awesome. Again, Cyril Swedlin joining us right now, and Let's Talk About It, talking about the Rural Leadership North Dakota program that he's been a part of for almost 2 years now. So Cyril, what we also want to get along the lines or along with this Let's Talk About It is not just to share your experiences of this, but really open the door for those maybe who this intrigues me, or, you know, I want to learn more about this and how they can get involved with this, right?
About 75-80% of the folks that are in this group are producers. I mean, they farm, they ranch, maybe it's full-time, maybe it's part-time. Maybe they're in a position where they're trying to figure over how to take over the family operation. Maybe they've done that in a very chaotic way. But, I mean, it really comes from what really is our number one identity as a state, and that is our agricultural producers.
Wow.
And so we're looking for people who are connected in that capacity. you know, to be a part of this program, really. And again, like, we've got some amazing people in this group. One gentleman has figured out a way to take his family farm and diversify it, not necessarily in the big scale crop production, but by creating small tracts of edible beans. He's able to clean and process those edible beans and then directly sell to the consumer across seas. I mean, that is amazing. That's mind-blowing stuff. I mean, and I think that as we think about the future of ag in North Dakota, there's a lot of questions about where it might be taking us. And these are the kind of minds that we are gathering as an organization to connect and move forward a diversification, a way of thinking that will make family farming a thing in the future.
Wow. So there's a lot of information that's being shared with this, a lot of experiences, a lot of networking. You've met other individuals, like-minded individuals who wanted to learn more and use this program to grow them and their areas that they're a part of. And that's another thing, Cyril, that you get to bring back from this program, 2 years of that experience now through this rural leadership program that you get to bring back to Jamestown and this surrounding area.
Absolutely. You come back from these sessions, you know, with these folks and in these really creative places, and you just are inspired with all these creative solutions that are out there. I mean, I think in my own work, I can tell you we have transformed the way we think about it. And in large part, it's because, you know, you get outside your scope of your daily routine and you think creatively and you realize the solution's right there. You just have to harness it.
Wow. So again, the ND program, the Rural Leadership North Dakota program, coming up here pretty soon, I'm sure, looking for that next class. This is class 8 that you're a part of,
that's
Cyril.
Correct, yeah.
So it's been going on for some time now. How would you encourage somebody to learn more about this, get involved and apply for this and see if this is really something they want to do?
I mean, it starts with a conversation of somebody who's been a part of the program. And I would say to you, I'd be happy to be one of those folks. I'll tell you dramatically what I've experienced, but you know, there are lots of people in the state, and we've got a list of all the alumni on the website. You may know somebody, but, you know, start with a conversation. You can give me a call at my office. My number at my office is 701-251-9145. Or you can just simply search NDSU Extension Rural Leadership North Dakota.
Yeah.
You can find they have a really extensive webpage with their past classes and programs, and it gives you a sense. But the application materials are out. We're looking for that next class. They're due in June. So don't procrastinate and say, well, I've got till June. But I mean, think creatively about whether or not this is something for you, because 2 years is a chunk of time.
And
it's, you know, every session's 3 to 2 weeks, you know. And so it takes some time. But I have to say, what you put into it is what you get out of it. And I have just gotten, it's been just remarkable. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Well, and it should speak about itself, Cyril. You're going around and talking to media about this. You want people to know about this program. You want people to get involved. So obviously you took something from it. That's kind of what I'm
great.
Anything else, Cyril, about Rural Leadership North Dakota program that you want to bring up or about your experiences with them?
Yeah, and I may have already said this, but I think at the crux of this, NDSU Extension and this program, it's really trying to gather up those future leaders in our state and put them in touch with one another. So needless to say, you go through this program, but in the end, it's about being connected to an alumni base and a group of folks whom I think are going to be the future of this state.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the people who, you know, they're not only leaders in their business and the production that they do, but they're leaders in the school board and on the county commissions and the city councils. I mean, they're the folks in the community that are making their towns a better place today and tomorrow. And I think that speaks I think collectively at a group, this will be a group that's going to make North Dakota the next. I mean, it's going to continue to grow this state as we want it to see. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it really is not only about the program, but about the network.
Perfect. Again, if you have questions about it, you're interested in signing up or want to ask questions about it, Cyril said he's available 251-9145. Cyril, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Warren.